Hi, Matt. So I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about diagnostic ultrasound. So just tell me a little bit about your experience. So you work both as a physio, but you also work in a radiology department.
Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. So my role's split. So I sort of do diagnostic ultrasound within an imaging radiology department where I'm an MSK sonographer. Yeah. So that's specifically doing diagnostic MSK lists. And then I also involve MSK ultrasound within my physio practice as a point of care assessment and diagnostic tool. So I've got that in sort of two arenas.
Yeah. And obviously diagnostic ultrasound within physiotherapy is a very much a growing area, but there'll be a lot of people that aren't necessarily immediately familiar with how that works. So can you just sort of explain how as a physio you sort of integrate ultrasound with what you do?
Yeah, so I mean, I think the brilliant thing with MSK ultrasound is its portability and its ease of use within that sort of first contact clinical environment. So we're able to assess certain injuries and certain issues without the need for onward referral into secondary care. So within my physio practice, we've got diagnostic ultrasound machines, you know, within every sort of clinic room. And we're able to use those within that initial clinical assessment to help aid diagnosis and bring a confidence to a diagnosis and also differentiate really well between certain issues and certain injuries. So examples of that could be things like grading muscle tears, which can lead to treatment decisions and return to play decisions. We can differentiate between potentially a muscle tear and a tendon issue, as well as lots of other soft tissue injuries. So it just really helps give both myself and I think the patient a real confidence in terms of what's going on with their body, what their issue is, and a real confidence in terms of we're on the right path for a treatment plan.
Mm-hmm. And that ongoing monitoring, which is amazing. And you use ultrasound also for interventions as well, don't you? So just tell me a little bit how that works.
Yeah, so we're also using ultrasound within injection therapy and injection interventions. And again, I think what's so great with it and having them within the clinic is we can just be so targeted and so confident with the injection that we're doing that we know we are aiming to inject that structure, and we can literally on the screen see the needle, guide the needle directly into that structure, and again, be 100% confident that we have injected exactly the area that we plan to do. And again, that I think can just bring a lot of confidence in terms of hopefully the outcome of that intervention and the success of that intervention. Or if in small cases it hasn't been effective, we at least could be really confident that we have injected the right area, and that again can then aid our management plan in terms of ruling out a potential structure as the cause of pain or issue.
Amazing. Right, thank you very much, Matt.